In this episode, Shay Rowbottom checks in to talk about LinkedIn, creating awareness, and using the power of video to drive revenue.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Whoop, whoop. All right, in this episode, we're going to have a lot of fun. It is a great conversation that I have with Shay Rowbottom. And I know there are a lot of you that are struggling in the topic selection part. You know, you understand the power of video. You understand how video is a game changer for business, but you might be struggling in selecting the right topics that'll be profitable for your business, right? I get it. We struggled as a company ourselves over the years when we got started to figure out what those topics were. So we created our own topic selection worksheet that'll help you walk through the steps. It's basically what we do with our clients. It's part of our, it's a small piece of a much bigger strategy, but it advises us on what the topics are that are going to be profitable for that business. And we made it available to the listeners of this podcast, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S. That's wirebuzz.com/topics. With an S. And if you're trying to convince someone or even yourself about the ROI benefits of video, and maybe you don't know how to guarantee your videos are going to generate ROI, well, the Wirebuzz strategy team and I created a 5-part web-based mini course. It's a mini series where we teach our secrets to guaranteeing videos generate ROI, the 3 little letters that affect everything a business does. And as a listener to this podcast, you also get this for free. You can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI, like return on investment. All right, in a moment, Shay Rowbottom's joining me. And we're going to be talking about LinkedIn. We're going to talk to you about how to hook your viewers. We're also going to discuss good LinkedIn karma and what the algorithm is looking for. If you give, you will receive. We're going to talk briefly about Grant Cardone and the interview she just did with him, how to use authenticity in your videos, why it's important when you're editing to speed up the tempo and how that helps you retain people along the way. And we're both going to be providing tips on creating an editorial calendar. What videos you should be creating next. All of that going down for reals in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Okay.
All right. Now, we know that there's going to be people checking in and arriving, but I want to help get you started. Shay Rowbottom's with me. In a moment, we're going to start breaking down how to hack attention on LinkedIn. What are the right techniques? And then we're also going to talk about how you transfer that attention into developing a thought leadership and awareness, move people down through your buyer's journey. Shay, I know we've got people checking in. You are in Florida. I'm in Arizona. So we're really covering a good portion of the U.S. just for two of us right now.
Yes, yes. And it's so funny that you say Phoenix because I am planning a tour this year. I'm going to start doing some live events for marketing right now. I'm still working on helping businesses with their marketing. And Phoenix was one of the like cities that I was on the edge about, you know, it wasn't like one of the main ones that comes up in my viewership, but it's pretty popular. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I think I'm going to hit like the main cities first, like Chicago, LA,
yeah,
New York, and then Phoenix will probably be the next on the list.
Shay, do you have any, before we get started, do you have any like really odd cities that rival the big cities? Like, give you a moment to think about this. My team here at the office jokes that I'm like David Hasselhoff in Scandinavia because for some reason, Scandinavia is really big on Todd Hartley on LinkedIn. I don't know why.
Love that.
Right? What about you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Milwaukee, but that's because that's where I'm from. And there's okay. A lot of people in Milwaukee who are big on LinkedIn. But actually, I always joke, it's really funny because like 90% of my haters, like haters that are like, not like the type of haters that'll just like comment one mean thing and then never come back. I'm talking like the people who consistently hate on me. They're like 90% European. It is
really
so bizarre. Yeah, it's like all my haters are from Europe, but a lot of my diehard fans are also European. So it's weird. It's like there's this dissonance over there in Europe, man, because I get a lot of attention from London. A lot of people from London really respect me and follow me. But it is weird. Like 90% of my haters, every time I click back to European, so I'm like, oh man, I must be really just stenching of American over here.
Well, this is right. I did a Europe tour last year, and this is how you'll find out if they'll let you in with your passport. You'll know how strong those haters are. But as Jay Bear says, make sure you hug your haters and amazing things will happen. I'm going to get us started. Time is precious.
Let's do it. All right.
All right. I'm sure you've noticed that the sales process is totally broken today. It is different than what it used to be. Now buyers, they don't want to talk to a salesperson until they're ready to make a buying decision. And in the old world, businesses withheld key info that buyers could only get by interacting to a salesperson, but that doesn't work anymore because content on demand has shifted the power from sales dominance to buyer's dominance. And in 2020, there's few people that have commanded attention on LinkedIn, hacked it, and then moved people through a buyer's journey better than Shay Rowbottom. Shay, thanks for joining me on the Toddcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Todd.
Now, Shay, for people who don't know, Shay was a co-founder and a former CEO of a Facebook agency that worked with big companies like Petco and Yahoo. But since May of 2018, Shay's exploded on LinkedIn. 140,000 followers now, some 20 million views.
Exactly 180.
180. It's just exponential growth at this point. So what is it? Like, what are the common mistakes? And then later on in the interview, for those that are interested that want to get more Shay and want to find out how to get some mentoring directly from Shay, we'll get to that. But Shay, what are the most common mistakes that content creators are making with their LinkedIn posts right now?
Yeah, great question. I love how you brought up the old sales process, you know, because I do think that I'm pretty fortunate being that by the time I got into business, everything had already changed. So I never had to adapt. I just learned the social media selling logic and the sales process as it works today on social media. So I never really had to like retrain any bad habits or do any of that because of my age, which remind me when I'm older, not to be one of the people who get stuck, right? I gotta stay with it. But you know, it is true that the advertising that a lot of people are taught in traditional, you know, marketing degrees and from television does not work on social media. So really the main thing I see is a lot of people taking an old formula that worked on another not even necessarily an earlier time. It might still work in this day and age, but it's from another platform. It's from television. It's from email marketing. It's from your website even. And the way that people create videos for a website landing page is very different than how you should create videos for the LinkedIn or other social media platforms newsfeed. So I would say the biggest mistake is starting too slow, you know, having an introduction, having a build up to a climax. Also what we're taught in English class, right? Have an introduction, build up to a climax, and have a resolution. Like that's kind of the way we're taught to structure stories growing up. But on social media, it's almost the opposite. You have to like give the climax right away. And I know that sounds odd, but you do. You're competing with other people in the newsfeed. People have a short attention span. They deserve to know right away whether or not this piece of content is relevant to them or not. So don't make them wait. Don't think that you need to have a fancy buildup unless you're really, really good at creating intrigue, which some people are. A lot of people are actually just shooting themselves in the foot in the beginning of the post. So I would say give the meat right away. No appetizer. Just start with the meat. Let the viewer know what this content is going to be about. Even if you feel like, no, this headline is weird. It sounds out of context. What do you mean? You can always work backwards. You can always start with a headline that you feel like won't make sense to them. But if it's your target market that you're communicating with, they're gonna know, oh, this is relevant to me. What is he saying? And they're gonna keep listening so that you can eventually get to the point in the video where it makes sense. Which if you look at these influencers like Gary Vaynerchuk, for example, he does that all the time. He'll take, well, a lot of his content is just documentation now of like his PR appearances. But essentially what he's doing is he's taking a micro clip, that's like a fire 90 seconds, And even within that micro clip, he's taking the most striking line, the headline, and putting it in the beginning. So the opening line in the video is something, you know, just really striking and bold. And it might be a little out of context. Then he has his little logo pop up with his little sound effect. Then you watch the full video and, you know, 45 or whatever seconds in, you can get to that headline and be like, oh, now I see what this is about. I get what he's talking about.
I see. I love that. What I like about it is drop the hook at the beginning, mm-hmm. pull them through your bumper or your rock star open, and then start setting it up because they're going to want the payoff. They're going to want to see what that hook was and they're going to stay through it. And you know, Shay, I think you do a really good job. You know, I own a video marketing agency. So I watch you and I'm like, geez, she's just blowing up. But you're also doing a lot of things. You're moving a lot faster. I mean, if I could break down part of your success, I think it's also tempo. Talk to me about tempo in videos on LinkedIn and why that's important and why when you're editing, you're like condensing that time frame.
Yeah. That's a great question. So you mentioned my background a little bit. You know, I learned everything about video marketing on Facebook. That's where I worked for many years. I worked with some of the biggest blogs on Facebook, and I was an editor, but I knew nothing about like social media marketing. I just knew how to edit. So I started editing for these pages, which was like an amazing opportunity. But I would get sent back in the beginning. I would get sent back videos like so much. I remember the blog owners just sending them back. This needs to be faster pacing. And I would be like, what? Like, you're crazy. Like, I would be like, this is so fast. Like, cause in my mind, and again, coming from, you know, growing up watching TV, television, all of these traditional places where we learn video, the social media pacing, if you're not like trained in social media, it can just seem like so ridiculously fast. You're like, are you kidding me? But that's what works. And that's what they kept giving me feedback. Like, this needs to be quicker. And this is a variety of different styles of videos, but the general theme overall is fast pace. If you have a pause or an opportunity for the viewer to click away, you will lose people. So don't let them click away. So I started, and I didn't do this on the beginning in LinkedIn. I started pretty casually, actually. I just started on my cell phone, one take videos, minimal editing. I was just worried about staying consistent in the beginning. And then as time went on, I started making more and more revenue. I reinvested it back into my editing and my video setup so that I now do a lot of cut style videos, which again, I learned from my time on Facebook. I learned working with a lot of influencers who were already doing these cut style videos. So it was like second nature to me. I just got it. Yeah. And then I brought it to LinkedIn. A lot of people on LinkedIn are like, whoa, what is this? And I'm like, this is old news. You know, this is YouTubers have been doing this. A lot of people have been doing this. So, it's simply just that I'm cutting the pauses between the lines so that I don't allow the viewer to click away. And that's a lot of feedback I get on my videos is people say, I don't know what it is about your videos, Shay, but I just watch them to the end.
Shay, let me unpack that for a second. Yeah, for viewers. And in the meantime, your camera is freezing up. So if you want to go up into, I know you're on a Mac. If you want to go up and force quit a couple of unnecessary applications, yes, it might free you up a little bit. And thank you for the audience for tipping us off. What Shay's talking about is whenever there's a gap between one sentence to the next, it actually gives your audience an opportunity to think about what would be more valuable or what they should do next. And in doing so, many people hit the eject button and bounce. But what Shay does really well is she just borrows from a non-business platform and then removes that. So she attention hacks you all the way through the videos. And I love seeing that. I think it's a really smart use. Shay, do you do your own editing?
No, I haven't edited. Well, I mean, I will sometimes, like every so often I can edit, but I actually never edited my own videos on LinkedIn, even in the beginning, because when I started on LinkedIn in May of 2018, I had already scaled my company to the point where I was not editing anymore. So I always have been fortunate to have a team of editors to do it for me. But I edited for years, man. I edited like way too many viral videos on Facebook. It was, it got to the point where I was like, if you put Premiere in front of me, I would probably kill you. Like, I don't want to edit anymore. So now I don't edit and it's fine. Like, I do actually enjoy editing once in a while because I don't have to do it myself anymore.
Yes. My team actually took the editing and the shooting away from me some years ago. And I went kicking and screaming.
Oh, because you wanted the control.
Yeah. And my part of it is I find more funnies as I'm editing. Like I find little funny things to kind of screw with what I'm saying or to have some fun. And when you give that up to somebody else, you miss that opportunity. And for me, humor is king. But all right, so you
I will say that I did only just recently start outsourcing the skits. Like all the skits for the longest time were me still editing. So I want like the Gary V skit I edited, the sales guy one that the first
the dude one. The haters one, you probably call it the haters one, but I call it the dude one because it's like, dude, and the girl looks.
I did edit that one actually.
You did? I like that one.
Yeah, I did edit that one. Those were the ones that are hardest to let go of control is like the skit style, but I have recently started outsourcing those too. Yeah.
Okay, now let me dig in on this for a second because I don't see a lot of people doing skits on LinkedIn. Most people are terrified to challenge conventional wisdom or a standard practice. But it seemed to work to your benefit. Why do you think?
I just saw that no one was doing it. Like it was just a no-brainer for me. I was like, you know, sitting in my studio one day trying to come up with new video ideas and it just kind of hit me. I'm like, well, a lot of the content that I worked with and I licensed on Facebook was skit content. I knew it really thrived on Facebook. I just thought, why not LinkedIn? Like, how can I apply this funny style of video to LinkedIn? And I'm like, well, easy. I'll make skits, but I'll make it like about office life. And I tested it. And it was almost a year ago now that I did my first one. It was about things sales guys say. And I've since made a couple versions of it. But that very first one that I released on LinkedIn a year ago went totally bonkers, like viral. I still think to this day, it's the most views I've ever gotten. It got like almost 900,000 views, almost 1 million views on LinkedIn. And my page was smaller at the time. So that was like a huge instant validation that like, oh yeah, this is going to work on LinkedIn. Great. And I kept doing more of it. But since then, a lot of other people have started making skits, which is exciting.
All right. Now, when you're coming up with a skit, ultimately what you're trying to do, if I understand your strategy, is you're trying to cater to that target customer that you ultimately want to influence and then eventually service. Is that right?
Yeah, with the skits, not even necessarily. I don't necessarily get the most leads from my skits. I get the most attention on my profile from my skits. I get the most new followers from my skits. So there's a lot of things going on in my strategy where I don't necessarily do the skits to get leads. I do the skits to get growth, new followers, new people who love me and want to help share my content and push me out so that when I do release a video that's more niche, that's more talking about video marketing and positioning myself as an authority in my industry, I now have more and new eyeballs on my profile. So I'll still get leads from the skits, but it's actually more so to get attention and to break through the noise, which is what a lot of people have limiting beliefs about. They're like, I don't want to do any content that's not perfectly marketed at my target market and perfect. I'm like, why? Like, why would you not want 1 million people landing on your profile? Like, how many of those could be your target market could be in there? Or how many of those people, yeah, they maybe won't buy from you, but they'll become a loyal fan. They'll become an ambassador. They'll share your content out for you so that you can reach more of your target market in the future.
Right.
So that's really the play with those skits, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. It does. Now, audience, people that are tuning in right now, I received a question from Moises Zach, who I actually, he probably calls it Moses, but it looks like Moises to me. But
I think it's, I don't know, actually. He's a baller, though.
Is he?
He's always on my post. Yeah, I love that guy. I want to know if it's Moses or Moises.
Moises or Moses. You let us know, okay? Because inquiring minds want to know. Now, the question that he asks is a question that I get all day, and I'd love to throw it to you so I don't have to answer it. But how long, like what is the optimal length of a video, Shay?
It depends.
If you're new
to creating content, keep it under 60 seconds as much as you can. A lot of people think that's crazy, but it really is the shorter clips when nobody knows you. They're way more likely to invest 60 seconds into a stranger than they are 5 minutes. For me, I have a bigger following now, so I could release a 10-minute video and people would still watch it because I have enough people that I've done the work of getting to trust me, so they're going to click on and watch a 10-minute video, ultimately pushing it out into more and more feeds so that more and more people see it. So I would say the bigger you get, the longer the content can become, but I still gain the most new followers and the most new eyeballs from shorter pieces of video content.
Okay. And maybe the most important part is when you tell people it depends, they actually think that you are holding back some golden number from them. Like you're like you know the actual number, Shay, and you're just not willing to tell them. But the reality is there's no real number.
I'll say this. My most viral videos consistently on average have been about 2 minutes.
Okay, cool. And this would be LinkedIn. So on a different platform, like your business site, you may want to have a different philosophy on it. We all know that longer videos actually have a higher conversion rate, but for Shay and awareness, in the awareness play, these shorter ones are sub 2 minutes, tend to be optimal. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Super. Now I've eliminated any confusion that might exist.
All right.
Voices. We need to know, man. And then, Shay, you mentioned something in the Grant Cardone interview that I thought was, first of all, great work. As somebody who used to be a live on-air talk show host, I think that was one of the more difficult interview sessions with, right? But you were able to manage that scenario and both of you came out with a great. That was very well done. Now, I wanted to ask you, you dropped a little bit of a hint that I think most people that aren't as LinkedIn savvy might have missed. Why is it important for content creators on LinkedIn to be good contributors on other people's content and to interact and be a good member of the community? Like, why is that valuable?
Yeah, LinkedIn will boost you for it. I don't know. I mean, like, that's my assumption. I don't know directly from LinkedIn itself if that's the case. It's just from all of my data and from other people in my community who've reported back to me, like, I don't ever engage with others. I just engage with myself. Oh, I started engaging with others this week, Shay, and I'm way up. So yes. I think it could be LinkedIn manually boosting you, but I also think it's also just the general logic of give to get. So the more you're out engaging in the newsfeed, the more likely you are to get that to come back to you when you post something and someone sees, oh, you know, this lady just engaged with me recently. You know what? I'm going to give her video a shot and I think I might engage back. So that's my logic behind that.
I love this because thinking algorithmically, if you and I were inside of LinkedIn and they left us in a room and they were like, figure out what the algorithm should be. And the goal is that we have to create a great community, right? Because it is. We would say, well, karmically, you want people that want to give and receive. Yeah. And in doing so, it creates a more healthy ecosystem inside of LinkedIn, and it just makes sense. So when you said that in that Cardone interview, I was like, good, I'm glad you brought it up. Because every time I go out and reach out to people and I get into conversations and that I'm interested in and I provide value, I see people arriving on the back end onto my profile page to figure out who the hell is this guy.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. You get people to be like, who is this? Yeah. And a lot of times when I drop a comment bomb and it's like more than just a, like, you know, awesome video or this made me laugh or whatever, something brief, if it's more of like a lengthy, in-depth comment that I feel is very valuable, I'll include my hashtag in the comment.
Yeah.
Because then whoever's following my hashtag gets to see those comments come up as well.
And that's hashtag Shay Shine.
Yes.
Hashtag
Shay Shine. Yeah.
It wouldn't work for me, but people would really wonder about me if I drop that. But I think it works quite well for you. And you seem to have figured out your formula that takes you from being just one of the many to one of the few. Shay, you are now sharing your strategies with others, with, like, you're running a 6-week boot camp program to help founders become experts in their field and then use that to generate awareness on LinkedIn. Break that down for us. And I've got a couple of audience questions that are popping in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to get to some questions. But essentially the boot camp, you know, I just realized it doesn't need to be so overwhelming. You know, that's like a big objection I get from these business owners. They're like, oh, video content, I can't do that. I don't have time. It's too expensive. I'm like, yeah, it's really not. Like, and that's what I learned in my time on Facebook. You know, the reason I had such a lucrative business there is because I figured out a way to license video content for very cheap.
Yeah.
I reproduce it and produce it in mass. I mean, I was doing like over 2,000 videos a month at one point. People were like, how is that possible? I'm like, this is what I figured out. So I basically break down in the 6-week LinkedIn video bootcamp. Well, I do teach a lot of like general marketing, just like basic messaging, how to empathize, how to sell, things that people often aren't aware of. Even a lot of marketers buy my program. You'd be surprised.
Right.
And essentially I walk you through how to identify your target market, how to know how to write scripts that will resonate with them, and then how to actually turn those into video content that you can bust out consistently for your personal or company page on LinkedIn. And it's all like a DIY program. So at the end of that program, you don't continue. Well, you can actually, there are some upsells where you can continue to pay me for things, but the goal is for people to walk away armed and ready with all the knowledge and processes that I have for how I do my video content consistently and how I've been able to maintain without breaking the bank and sucking up too much time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for doing that. And then in a 6-week program, in that boot camp,
yes,
how much investment of time, we all treasure time,
yes, mm-hmm,
would a founder or an executive need in order to, at the end, be Shay robotomized?
45 minutes a day.
That's it.
45 minutes a day. For 6 weeks, I always say the clients who have had the best results are the ones who do it. They don't take any breaks, you know, because the holidays just passed and I had a group that went through that was like the longest ever because a lot of people were taking breaks for like the week of Christmas and stuff. So it's just, it's all on you. I mean, it's like anything else. It's called a boot camp for a reason. It's like anything else. The more you put in the work, the more you'll get out of it. So the clients that have had the most success are the ones who, just really went in and hit their ground running and did the work.
Repetition is the mother of skill. We've all seen this. You know, Shay says 45 minutes a day and it's an investment. And think about it, you know, like from a fitness perspective, those of us that continue to go to the gym throughout the week, we see results and our body gets adjusted. And the same is true with our LinkedIn marketing and our video marketing. The more reps, the more conditioning, the better results. Shay, Jason in the audience asks, how far out are you planning your content and what is that structure like?
So now I'm at about a month out. I have my content plan for about a month. What is that structure like? I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. Maybe you could clarify a little, Jason.
I can kind of just, when I read it, I thought, what is the structure like? Are you writing it all out? Are you spreadsheeting it? How
sure.
are you organizing all of this so you can execute?
Got it. Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I will say, ironically, because like I've built companies, I've managed lots of people, I've been a COO. I am not a detailed individual. I am like on the very, very loose artistic end. I do not like to plan. I do not like to have rules and discipline in my life. That's why I have 4 different life coaches I work with, because I need a lot of people to keep me accountable. So a lot of my video ideas are really spontaneous. Like, but I don't necessarily, just because I have a spontaneous idea in that moment, do it. I go and I write it down. I try to like keep myself doing whatever I need to be doing that day and then worry about it later. But I will write it down. And I encourage anyone creating videos consistently to keep an archive and just keep it anywhere. Like literally have it on your phone, have it in your notes. I literally have a notebook next to my bed because while I'm sleeping, I'll like think of ideas and I'll roll over and be like, oh my God, like this is the best idea. And I write it down. So there's a lot of spontaneity that goes in, but then I have a day like, okay, every Sunday, for example, I'm gonna get together and shoot some videos. Now I have an archive to pull from. So if on that actual day that I have it scheduled to do the videos, in case I do happen to have writer's block that day, I really don't, because I've been tracking all my ideas and writing them down. And then the other part of that, Jason, is, and you'll learn this the more you do LinkedIn videos, is the more data you have, the more you can actually just start to kind of rinse and repeat. So I don't even always have to come up with new ideas. I love to, I still love to test things and experiment, but a lot of my stuff is just going over, you know, I use Shield Analytics to track my data. I go over it at the end of every month, what worked, what got the most leads, what got the most views. And then I just actually kind of remake and remix a lot of the same stuff, or just straight up repost the same exact video, because repurposed content works very well on LinkedIn.
This is super cool. For any of you that there's a lot of lessons that are popping out as Shay is talking. The reason she goes back and looks at her data is because she's a new marketer. In the old marketing world, television, print, and radio, marketers pushed out their content and that was it. And they moved on to the next one. But there's a lot of learning, a lot of back end analytics, and the answers are where all the analytics are. And so she polishes her stone as it goes down the river by learning what the audience is saying. And to give everybody a tip, I use an app called Trello. And if you can see this, these are my next videos. And these are all just tips or something I'm giving a client that I'll keep a running total on. So the next time I'm planning out my schedule, I already know which ones are of interest to me and to my audience. And that's like the modern version of keeping a notepad at your bedside. Yeah. They both work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shay, this has been wonderful. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge something about you that is unique that everybody in the audience can learn from. You're like, do tell. Right? Look, there is a level of authenticity with Shay that is second to none. And a lot of times we think that we have to have the certain right, like presence or stand like a host or filter things that are inappropriate. And I mean this in the nicest sense of the word. When Shay gets on camera, she's being as genuine as you would probably see in person, I'm guessing. And that is a unique quality, which we should all be bringing to our content. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a really different outlook.
Yeah, you do.
I have a very different outlook on being raw and authentic and vulnerable. A lot of people, I think being the more vulnerable you are, the less vulnerable you are. Like, let me explain, because nobody can hurt me. I mean, what is anyone going to do? Tell my secrets? It's like, cool. Right. I tell them myself, but what are you going to point out how flawed I am? Like literally, oh, I messed up a client contract. Someone's going to put me on blast, beat you to it, already admitted it to my LinkedIn audience and what I learned from it. Like people don't realize that it's so liberating. And I wasn't always this way. I used to be very insecure. I used to be very hidden. I had a mask. I had a shell, just like a lot of people do in business. But yeah, I just like hit rock bottom one day and I was super depressed. I was suicidal. I just gave up. I was like, you know what? If I'm going to die, I'm just going to start telling the truth anyways. And then it was like, whoa, people really want like hearing the truth as it turns out. And I found, well, not only did I get past a lot of my darkness and my depression and all that, but I found that I'm so much stronger now. I'm way stronger. I don't ever feel like anyone can get to me. I don't ever feel like anyone can hurt me because I'm willing to be real and show up every day. And I want to encourage other people to do the same.
And like a magnet, it brings people, it attracts people to you.
Yes,
we see that in your metrics. We see you getting onto larger and larger stages. And I think what we're all looking for in friends and people to do business with is authenticity. She's Shay Rowbottom. For those that want to get a hold of Shay, you can go to shayrowbottom.com. I'll make sure it's in the comment section below. Shay, is there anything that I haven't mentioned how people can get a hold of you for maybe the 6-week bootcamp?
Yeah, well, you can definitely just go straight to my website, shayrowbottom.com. There's a form there you can fill out to set up a call to discuss the bootcamp. But just follow me on LinkedIn, you know, follow Shay Rowbottom. There's a big sun emoji in my name. I also have a business page, Shay Rowbottom Marketing. Just always giving away like free life advice and a lot of marketing tips there. So if you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll get some free pointers as well.
Beautiful. Shay, thank you so much for joining me. This was a blast.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Todd.
All right, everybody. We will answer questions in the comment section. Don't hesitate to post. I'll circle back later on. Make sure any questions unresolved get answered. On behalf of Shay and I, we wish you guys extreme prosperity in 2020. We are out. Thank you so much for joining
us. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that was a super fun episode. Lots of good laughs in there. Cool girl. Fun to talk with her. Listen, if you're struggling with what topics you should select for your business, make sure to download my topic selection worksheet. The Wirebuzz strategy team and I cranked it out and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics, where we're going to walk you through the steps and help you identify on this worksheet what topics you should be identifying for your business. Wirebuzz.com/topics. And if you want to figure out what our secrets are for guaranteeing our videos generate consistent ROI for our clients, we created a 5-part web-based video course for you to go through. And it's basically we teach our secrets, but along the way, we're also cliffhangering you from one video to the next through those 5 videos. And it is free as a listener to this podcast. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Like return on investment. All right, coming up in the next episode, I'm going to be joined by the chief evangelist for BombBomb, bombbomb.com, Ethan Butte, and we're going to talk about getting better results with video email. You know, how you quickly and easily record, send, track video emails, and then stand out in front of your prospects, inside of their inbox, and how do you do it like a frigging boss? That episode's a lot of fun. Make sure, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, or all of them, or one of them, however it works for you. But hit that subscribe button, and as soon as that Ethan Butte interview is good to go, you will get you'll get it in your podcast app, and you'll be able to listen to it. We'll just deliver it to you automatically. And that's part of the fun of being a part of a growing podcast. And look, that interview is going to be quite special. You're going to learn some tricks. You're going to learn how to stand out. And if only 20%, which is like the industry average, of emails get opened, you're going to want to make sure that you figure out how to amplify that. And we teach that in the next episode. A special thank you to Shea Rowbottom, shearowbottom.com. For more information on her, and if you're looking to lay out your strategy for your business, you want to grow a business, you want to sell faster, you want to use the power of video and smart web dev with that video, because video just on YouTube in most cases isn't going to bring you through a customer journey. Somebody's going to learn about your business and want to buy. And if you want to figure out how to track on the back end all of your prospects and then level up your marketing and your sales team, or even your events team, so everybody is rowing in the same direction towards ROI, the 3 most important letters in the entire business world, well, reach out to me, because we do consulting, we provide valuable services, and often the companies that get the best results are the ones that come to our office and go through the strategy development process with us. We just had somebody this week from a $5 billion company, been a longtime client of ours, might be one of our biggest clients, flew in, they met with us, we laid out their 2020 strategy, and we all know where we're going. And on top of that, now they have an idea of what the entire budget's going to be for the year, what our revenue goals are going to be, how we're going to use video to move people through their sales process faster, how we're going to train their sales team to go out and crush it, and how we're going to engage their prospects at their events, bring them through a well-organized machine so we can convince and convert at faster rates. Reach out to me, Todd@wirebuzz.com. We'll schedule an opportunity to sit down and start working on your project. On behalf of the Wirebuzz team, I wish you massive prosperity in 2020, and we will continue to do our job, be on the cutting edge in the fight to grow businesses, to retain business, to sell at faster rates, and we will bring all that information right to you, right here at Video Marketing Mastery. Peace.